Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
So, Andrew, Australia's had a long history with space. You know, you've got this satellite dish in parks, but yet there's only been 3 Australian astronauts that have actually ever gone to space. Do you think we could see more Australian astronauts in the future?
Well, one of the big things that's happened in Australia recently is that we've had the establishment of the Australian Space Agency. And the astronauts you mentioned needed to have citizenship of a different country because Australia didn't have an agency at that time. Because we have an agency now, it's much more likely that people will be able to join missions into space. And Australian astronauts who don't have citizenship of another country can now become astronauts.
Well, what kind of projects would Australians be able to carry out in space?
Well, there's a lot of activity in the Australian space industry at the moment. The Space Agency really is a symptom of that rather than a cause. There's launch vehicle manufacturers. There's people putting together ideas for spaceports where we would be launching from. There's people, companies, building fleets of satellites, building or providing the service to build satellites. There's so many things going on, and we're starting to talk about bigger missions, like missions to the moon, for instance.
Well, Australians, we are known for our minerals and our mining. How could we bring those kinds of expertise to space research, like, say, something with Mars or the moon?
Well, we're at UNSW, we're looking at the moon in particular, and one of the resources that people are talking about exploiting in space, one of the easiest or the first, will be water. And water is useful for a number of reasons. You can use it for chemical reactions. You can use it to consume. But one of the important things that it can be used for is you split the water into hydrogen and oxygen, and you can use it for rocket fuel. So that then allows you to do things like move things around in space, continue on from the moon to Mars, that sort of thing. And so we're looking at how Australia's leadership in mining technology and mining research, and the fact that we've got the big mining companies based here, how that strong background can be used to help build a specific speciality in space technology.
It's definitely something we can carry over, but are there actually any plans to be able to go to the moon and do something with these skills we have?
We certainly are working towards that, yes. We think that in order to be able to do this in a way that will close a business case, we need more information. So there's been remote sensing of the moon, and that is not providing us with the resolution that we need. So if we had a better idea of where the water was, what its density is, and how deep it is, then you might get investors saying, okay, well, we can turn a buck. Because there's a company called the United Launch Alliance. They have put a price on water in space that they'll pay to people that will deliver it to them in various places, like in Earth's orbit, in the moon's orbit, on the moon, on Mars, that sort of thing.
Right. Well, just lastly, what do you think makes Australia special? Like, what can we bring that's something new to the table compared to other countries in, you know, our quest to conquer the stars?
Well, in this particular area, I think we were almost the first in the world to start applying mining engineering discipline to space activities. It's not really something that other countries have been doing much of, and so we've taken a bit of a leadership position on that. But in general, what I've said for a long time is that Australia should be a leader in space. If you look at our geography, we're responsible for 1/8 of the Earth's surface when it comes to air traffic control, search and rescue, meteorology, those sorts of things. And yet we have the world's second lowest population density after Namibia. So we've got a tiny number of people to send out and do this stuff. It just makes perfect sense that we should be doing all of these things from space, or as much as possible anyway.
Well, I definitely do volunteer myself as tribute to help go out to space. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
I think there'll be a bit of a queue for people to go to space.
Yes, well, I'm going to be the first in line. See you there.
All right.